So what I'd like to point out is I'm kind of branching away from what I was doing at grad school, which was focusing on the names of the colors. So for this show, I am mostly just spending time with my colors that I had. And to tell you, I didn't know how many quarts of paint I had at the time, but in a year ago, last fall, I just went ahead and just started to total up how many paints I had. Different paints from accumulated since 2013. I had over 84 quarts of paint. So, going back to the drawing board and thinking about painting again or in a different way, I was like, oh, okay, I'm really excited about color, always excited about color. What do I have? Should I be buying paint? And I said, oh my gosh, I need to be using these. I just, because they were in different corners of my house and in the shop, in storage. And I just had to pull them all together and really total up how many I had. So I used interior paint. And this year, I think my idea was to stick to the square form because I was thinking about color theory, combining colors together, limiting myself within those 84 quarts of paint to create palettes, combinations. And I thought a lot about Joseph Albers and his series, Homage to the Square. And it's mostly about it's color theory, but then using that square form. And I was drawn to the square for other reasons too. I see the square as a balance form. And that balance form is something, or balance is something that I keep looking for and working towards in my life. And I'm thinking about balance between the color, balance within the compositions.
And in some of your compositions, though, you've done your best to break out of that square and still be on it, it looks like.
Yeah, you can say that they all started with the square, whether it was a 90-degree A-frame, whether it was a square that kind of rippled out, or just a strong square in the center. So the square was the building for the compositions.
Are you still thinking of the names of these paints as you use them, or is that?
Every once in a while, I'll just think about that color that I'm using, and I'm curious if I can remember the name of the color. And every once in a while, I will look back and just peek at the name just for fun. It has no influence, though.
And you're using a paint. This is probably a latex paint that wasn't really meant for artistic use. But is it easy to use or difficult or?
Well, it's available. Yeah.
But not meant for like shading that you've done or anything or
You
you know.
know, I would describe it if you've ever got to use, if you've ever painted a wall, it's almost buttery. It's a nice, not like buttery like oil, but it just goes on really smooth. It lays down smooth. It's actually really nice to work with on canvas. We'll see in a couple of years how they hold up. You know, it's not meant for canvas, but it's meant for the wall, and the paintings will go on walls, hopefully.